You know why? Another reason the Holy Spirit, there's another reason why the Spirit of God hadn't been attracted to people, because so many people messed over and made him look ugly. He's not. They just messed over with their wrong teaching, wrong presentation of him. Didn't know what they were doing. Following some man theory instead of listening to the Holy Spirit. He the one wrote this. He's inside of you. Learn to listen to him. Don't put all your confidence in me. I can miss it, but he can't. I'm going to say it again. I can miss it, but he cannot. And so you develop that with him. Learn how to hear from him. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not trying to miss it, but I can. But he can't. He cannot. Are y'all in the house tonight?
Yes, sir. Praise God.
Hallelujah. So don't let anybody, if it's been that way, start working on that and get it out of your life. Don't let anybody, black or white, rich or poor, upper or lower, it doesn't matter. Don't let anyone intimidate you when it comes to this word.
Amen.
You don't argue with them, but you don't get intimidated by it. You know your Bible. I say you get to know your Bible.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said? You get to know your Bible. Get to know your God and know that he will not leave you. He will confirm himself to you time after time after time after time after time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you don't have to be cocky. You don't have to be none of it. Just be confident. As they accuse Dr. Price of being so arrogant. He was just confident. That's all. And because he studied the word, he knew what he said. And then he stood there, and they say, "You just arrogant." No, I'm just confident. I know what it said. And they didn't like it. Many people didn't like him, but he sure helped a whole lot of people. Boy, it was so good God had him to live in that state. We read the book. We just finished reading that book. And you can see, boy, there's all kind of cocky stuff going on. I'm telling you, he just dressed a little bit of stuff. You can't imagine all that stuff going on. You said, you mean people? Yeah, I ran into him out there. And I didn't know anything. And thank God I didn't get caught up in that stuff. Oh, man. I mean, they prophesying and come on. You're prophesying some people. I mean, they prophesying you're supposed to get married and the people had nothing in common. And some of it didn't even last a month. You foolish to listen to that. There'll be some kind of witness in your heart. There'll be something compatible between the two of you. Nothing in common, you're going to jump up and marry. And that's making it to work. But anyway, this is why. And I'm closing. Anyway, time is out. Time is out. We'll pick up the next time, because there's still more. We are going to talk about this. And I believe once we get this core group, people that's solid, that we know how to pray, we're not afraid to prophesy. We're not afraid to give a message in tongue. We won't be this in a fringe. Hope nobody say nothing to me. Well, how the Holy Spirit going to talk to you like that? Just relax. Just relax. If he give you a word, he'll finish it. I promise he will. You just got to trust him. Why are you so quick to quote that scripture and then won't do it? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. Well, then let's do it then. Let's do it. He won't leave you. In all our ways, acknowledge him. He will do it. And children, young people, you learn this at an early age. Ooh, what a blessing to be in your life. Learn how to worship God while you're young.
Amen.
Keep you out of a lot of trouble. Keep you out of a lot of stuff. Rest of the world around you is just falling apart, and you have a life of peace. You can help a lot of young people. Because believe me, young people are in trouble right now, trying to have a good time. How you know, see, these fleshly things only last a little while and lead you to crashes. You crash, smash, and destroy you. But if you get Christ in you, it keep you every day and grow you and cause you to become a masterpiece for God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for your word. This time together with your precious people, I am so honored to be your servant. And Holy Spirit, you're so good to help me because I don't know all the time you need said and what I should say, but you always tell me, and I'm so grateful. Now call these words that have been released through this clay body to find a place to abide in the hearts of your people tonight, that they will not be something that go in one ear and out the other, but in into the hearts, and they can never forget it. Let it become like they do the herds and stocks. They claim their own, they put a brand on them. And when they see that brand, people see that brand, they know who it belongs to. Let that word be branded in our spirits, that it cannot fade away, slip away, but it's branded there. And we continue to build on it in the name of Jesus. And Father, thank you for saving, healing, and delivering. I thank you, Father, in this church and in our upcoming service, we thank you we'll see more people saved and healed and filled, delivered and set free. I thank you, Father, there's people coming here. They never thought they'd come. People coming here, never heard about it, but they're going to hear. And I thank you have people here who love them and help them, and we will lead them and teach them and call them to become a powerhouse for you. And we will turn this city upside down and the cities around us. And we thank you, Lord, we'll see a revival in the land like we have never seen before. It's on the inside of us, and we are explosive now. And we're going to explode more and more. Nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop this mighty moving force. And we thank you for it. And those that's in the way will be blown out of the way, because we are coming through with your goodness to get to the people that are crying out right now that need you, and you have sent us and you told us to go tell them. So we are not going to let anything stop us. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. Amen.